Chris Gardner of KCOH 1430 AM in Houston and the Houston Round Barview, speaking with Sherry Cole of the Oklahoma Sooners. Well, I guess first things first, let's talk about the very impressive road win on Sunday at Michigan State. You guys were down. Well, I want to do a little in pieces. The first half against Michigan State wasn't the best half of Sooner basketball this season. You only scored 17 points, trailed by 11 at halftime. So what did you say to the team at halftime?
Started with the blanket statement and just told them that if we didn't compete on every single possession and play with great intensity, nothing that I was about to show them could change the situation that we were in. But if we wanted to compete and be intense on every possession and would just do a couple of little things differently, we could score as many points as we wanted to score. And we talked about running a little high-low flash, taking the big girl away from the basket, opening up Ashley at the post, and the big girl would go up to the high post with Courtney and take that 6'9 reach away from the rim. It would give us some driving lanes and would enable Ashley to go one-on-one against a post defender who couldn't guard her. That was a big piece of it. And then we just changed to give him a different look in his own defense. And at halftime, I wasn't convinced that we would stay in that. We just wanted to give him a different look and see if we could confuse him a bit. Had such success with it that we decided to stay for the majority of the second half.
And the second half, the team started out there much more aggressive and, you know, scored almost as many points in the first few minutes of the second half as did in the first half. Then State made a run and, you know, I guess got control again. But your team responded once again to finish the game with a 17-2 run to win the ball game by 11. So let's talk about the team's performance down the stretch.
Well, I think that's a reflection of the schedule that we've played, the situations that our guys have been in, and the things that they have looked dead on in the eye and gotten to the other side of. And I don't think we're able to make that comeback. I think maybe we come back out and have the run in the second half, but then when Michigan State regains the lead, I think we die, unless we have had the level of experiences that our schedule provided for us in the first 5 weeks of the season. And because we were able to go back and pull from a reserve that we developed in that, we thought we were supposed to win the game. We expected to win the game, and so we finished with the 17-2 run. And I think it's a reflection of what our guys are capable of. Right now, we're just not mature enough or disciplined enough to be that on every single possession. To be a championship team, you have to be that on every possession, not just when the game hangs in the balance. And that's what we're trying to build toward right now. But having it when the game hangs in the balance is better than not. So I'll take where we are right now as long as we're learning and getting better and improving.
And talk about the game you got from Amanda Thompson.
AT was terrific, and it was awesome to have her have that performance in that particular game because her old high school team, Whitney Young, from Chicago, Illinois, were there. Our high school coach was there. And to see her knock down those jumpers and pull down 14 rebounds and play as completely as she played was really, really fun and rewarding, and just proud of her and for her. And she was rewarded by the conference this week as the Big 12 Player of the Week for that performance.
And I saw that you played Abby Olajuwon a little bit more in the first half. So is that a sign of things to come?
Well, we need to keep developing Abby, obviously, and we felt like, you know, she was the wisest rotation at the five spot because of the 6'9" Alyssa DeHaan. If we put Carly in for Courtney, then you've got Ashley guarding DeHaan, and I'm not sure that we want both of our 4 and 5 men to come up with foul situations, and obviously Carly can't guard her, and you just needed somebody to be strong and physical to try to offset that 6'9" reach. And I thought Abby held her own. She did some good things, did some not so good things, but did some good things. And we're going to have her minutes more and more, and particularly when we get into Big 12 play after the first of the year.
You know, it seems to me that, you know, Plumlee just has extreme confidence in herself. No matter if she misses shots early in the game, she wants to take that shot down the stretch.
Yeah, I think she has tremendous confidence in herself, and I think her teammates have tremendous confidence in her. And it's huge that you have both of those things together. One without the other, you're not going to be very successful. Jenna wants the ball. I think her teammates want her to have the ball. Courtney obviously wanted her to have the ball because she's the one that set the monster screen for her. So it's a little bit of everybody knowing where that basketball needs to be when the game is on the line.
And since this will be our last talk before Christmas and New Year's and for the holidays, what is this team going to do? You know, describe these next few weeks for me.
Well, I probably give my guys more time off at Christmas than most programs do. I am a firm believer that I want their best game still in their bodies when we go to postseason play. And I don't want them worn out. I think the Christmas holiday is a fabulous time to teach and to put things in that you haven't had an opportunity to because of the game schedule that you play prior to that. But I also think that you can bring them back too fast. I probably give them more time than most, and we have to fight conditioning for 2 or 3 days once we get back. But I would rather trade that than get them back and wear them out before the end of the season. I think for our teams anyway, it's always been as important to get a mental and emotional break as it is a physical break. And so we'll give them, I think it's almost 5 days off. We bring them back the day after Christmas in the evening and get back after it and have a lot of time to teach and get better before we get into conference play on, what, January 7th or 8th?
Now, based on the game you played so far, what grade would you give the team right now?
C+.
And why is that?
Because I'm a perfectionist. Most people would look at our schedule and say 8-2 and holy cow. I'm proud of that, and we've won the games that we're supposed to win, and we were right there in the Tennessee game, and really the only one that the outcome is not what we can live with, I guess, would maybe be the Maryland game, but I think we learned from that and got better, and it's the reason we played to the final possession of the Tennessee game. So the outcome of most has been really, really good. I just think that we can have a greater attention to detail, a greater level of focus. Our assist turnover ratio is poor. Our three-point field goal percentage and our free throw percentage is not indicative of our capabilities. Lots of areas that we could clean up a little bit. So based upon the goals we set for ourselves, pretty mediocre, actually, for a pre-conference schedule.
Okay, well, in the short time I've known you, I'm not surprised by that grade. So,
it kind of seeps out of my pores, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it does, but I mean, you're a coach, and I guess I really wouldn't expect anything less from a coach who's trying to be the best. And, you know, short and sweet this week, I want to thank you very much for your time today, and I want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and look forward to speaking with you, what is it, January 7th, 8th, something like that?
Yeah, I think right before we play Iowa State, maybe. So thanks. We appreciate you, Chris, and happy holidays to you and all of Houston.
Thank you very much.